Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in Uruguay to look at how the relatively young country has developed a speciality with the rather old-world craft of stained glass window making. Craning her neck to admire a few of these surprising pieces of art is Monocle's Lucinda Elliott.
Stained glass is often directly associated with medieval churches, vast Catholic cathedrals, and centuries-old panels depicting biblical kings and prophets. But in Uruguay, a country that only turns 200 years old in 2025, there's a surprising amount of coloured glass in public buildings and private homes. Brought over by Italian migrants in 1900, it is only in very recent years that the windows have reached the point of restoration. The first generation from Italy having artfully cared for them right through to the 1960s and passing on the tradition to a handful of apprentices. So who do you find to do the work in 21st century Latin America? Mauricio Llorach is one of the top stained glass restorers in Uruguay. A former banker, he started handling glass in the early 2000s, initially as an after-work hobby. But with his eye for sales, he quickly noticed there weren't nearly enough qualified craftsmen to ensure that these artworks were maintained. Today, he's currently repairing a series of major pieces, one inside the seat of Parliament, the other that decorates the staircase at the Palacio Salvo, a much-loved 1920s building designed by Italians that was briefly the tallest in South America. It's an important tourist destination for Uruguay. On Saturdays, he runs a course in the capital Montevideo, not far from the Salvo, for aspiring glassmakers. I went along one morning to watch them work. Above the sound of glass cutting, Mauricio explains that there's a real curiosity about what they're up to.
Here in Uruguay, something interesting has started happening. When I came to this spot on Canelones Street and Wilson Ferreira, that's very open to passers-by, because of all the windows, people became really curious. They'd pop in and ask questions about the glass, and they were generally surprised that there are people like me in Uruguay who are dedicated to the craft. There is this perception among Uruguayans that it's just something that is no longer done, that has died out. And that doesn't just apply to your average citizen. It's architects too. So on the one hand, it's not great that people aren't aware and don't incorporate stained glass into new buildings or a lamp or window for their homes. But the good thing is that there's definitely an opportunity to be had. If we talk more about what we're doing and the news catches on, the future is very bright. Today, we exist.
On the table, students are cutting glass into different shapes, with the outlines of what they'd finally like to make drawn underneath. Marcelo is working on a sun with curved rays for a small arch window for his country house, while Veronica wants to make a Vespa moped as a gift. There are several women taking part. I ask if, as well as technical skill, you have to be physically fit to be able to install large windows, like the one in Parliament.
Physically, it is a complex job. When you are at the workshop, it is fairly comfortable work. You're at a table, sitting down. But when on site, whether that's to restore broken pieces or install new ones, it gets tough. You're up high, in positions that aren't comfortable for longer periods. Sometimes you're working horizontally, lying down, and it requires strength. Arms outstretched in odd positions, and we're working with very fragile objects. Glass that is extremely old and in a bad state, so there's a lot that comes with it.
The glass itself is not made nationally. The market is simply too small. Much of the materials come from neighbouring Argentina. But there's a real sense from Mauricio that with broader government support and greater awareness among residents, that he and his fellow glassmakers, or vitralistas, can train a new generation.
In two talks, we've had 20 people and up to 30 coming to listen to us. It's inspired me to continue with the teaching side. And people love it. It's totally different to painting, sculpture, or ceramics. glass is different. And I see more people who are taking an interest. First, as a hobby, 90% of students are having some fun with it, but also those who are taking it on as a job. And they are the future glass workers. Youngsters who used to come to my workshops are now working full-time in the industry.
And having seen some of the final pieces, I'll be looking forward to gazing up at their colourful, kaleidoscopic work on ceilings, along staircases, and decorating Uruguay's buildings in all their national glory.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Lucinda Elliott for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.